NASA's next generation mega rocket, which was set to have its test launch on a mission to the moon about now, has been delayed. It's the first mission of NASA's Artemis program, successor to Apollo. We can talk to space commentator Leo Enright, who has the latest on this. Leo, thanks for talking to us. What, first of all, can you tell us about the deferment of the launch?
Well, that happened, Brian, just in the last 3 minutes. NASA announced that they've abandoned their attempt to launch to the moon this afternoon. They're going to try again, we think, on Friday, about tea time, Irish time. But that would require that they can fix the problem that forced today's cancellation while still at the launch pad. If they have to roll the rocket back to its assembly building, then there'll be no launch this month, basically.
The problem was the hydrogen on board, is that right?
Yeah, Brian, I thought this was really ironic. The smallest molecule that exists, we all know hydrogen is the smallest molecule, that is holding up the biggest rocket ever built. And the reason is simply the size of the hydrogen molecule. The atom is joined by, there's two atoms in the liquid hydrogen, but it's still minute and it leaks like crazy. It's a constant problem in rockets. Remember, Ryan, launching a rocket is difficult. That's why they call it rocket science. Today they've come up against something. They have to be careful. They'll wait and try another day.
Disappointment, I'm sure, at the launch site, but also all of this has been watched very closely here because there's an Irish connection, an Irish involvement.
Yes, indeed, Brian. Disappointment at Cape Canaveral, particularly for America's vice president. Kamala Harris landed aboard Air Force Two just about half an hour ago, and she'll basically just be turning around and going back to Washington. You're right also that there is Irish involvement. It's small enough because we don't contribute directly to the European Space Agency's human spaceflight program. We are involved in some of the smaller aspects of this mission, despite the huge European involvement of the service module. They couldn't get to the moon without the European service module. There are young Irish engineers at Airbus Industry in Bremen in Germany who've been working on this vehicle for years now. And also there's a fascinating new teleconference system that they're launching to test aboard this mission, where the astronauts in future will be able to do live video conferencing like you or I can do at home. And that's part of the software for that was developed in Oran Mór in Galway.
Very good. Leo Enright, as ever, thanks for talking to us here on the News at One.